at Indeed.com/NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Cider Gallery, a co-working space offering executive suites, workstations, and memberships for any budget. Work in the heart of the Warehouse Arts District in East Lawrence. More information at CiderGallery.com.
It's 92 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence, 91 in Topeka, 93 in Emporia. It's 6:06. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 91.3 FM in Junction City, always online at kansaspublicradio.org or available through the KPR app.
Creating a legacy in public radio is as easy as adding KPR to your will and becoming a member of the Dick Wright Legacy Society. A bequest can help ensure our on-air service will continue for years to come. For more information, visit kansaspublicradio.org.
Stay tuned. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines exploring the issue of first names. How come so many women in public life just are called by their first name? Hillary, Kamala. How come we don't just call former President Trump Donald when we're referring to him? There's a whole science behind it, and we will talk about it coming up on KPR. Also, you may have heard us here in the last month referring to After the Harvest KC. They are in our community spotlight this month. Who are they? What do they do? We'll find out coming up. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo and Love Your Zoo Giving Day, July 24th. From tiny toads to big cats, the Topeka Zoo is committed to wildlife conservation. Details at topekazoo.org.
Don't forget, we have that speech from President Joe Biden at 7 o'clock tonight from the Oval Office in the White House. That will be on both your KPR 1 and KPR 2 stations. Again, that gets underway at 7 o'clock tonight. Don't go away. It's 91 degrees in Topeka, 90 in Atchison, 92 in Manhattan. The time is 6:20.
The view from the most competitive swing state tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Tom Parkinson will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from KU Spencer Museum of Art, now showing the exhibition Inked Bodies, which highlights the diverse stories people tell through tattoos. Details at spencerart.ku.edu.
News headlines are coming up next. It's 90 degrees in Atchison, 92 in Manhattan, 92 in Lawrence. It is 6:30.
Out of Huntington has been ordered to evacuate as the fire inches closer and flash floods are likely to occur. Huntington City Manager Siobhan Boxberger said Wednesday afternoon that most of the town's 500 residents still had not evacuated. For NPR News, I'm Joni Auden-Land in Portland.
A big drop on Wall Street today as tech shares drove the market lower following mixed earnings results from Tesla and Google's parent company. The Dow lost 504 points, down more than 1%. The tech-heavy Nasdaq dropped 654 points, down more than 3.5%. The S&P lost 128 points, down more than 2%. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Some Kansas school districts are preparing for an influx of students as families take advantage of a new statewide open enrollment law. The Andover School District near Wichita has accepted 125 students from outside district lines for the coming school year. That's about half the number who applied. Becky Mader with Derby Schools says she is still crunching numbers, but the district south of Wichita will get more than 230 new students.
They're coming from a variety of districts, you know, all within driving distance, close around here. I'll be curious when we put everything together and make that report to the board, we'll be able to see those trends a lot more clearly.
Starting this fall, Kansas students can enroll in any public school district as long as it has the space. Seats were available only at certain schools and certain grade levels. A new law went into effect this month in Kansas to regulate the sale of homes using contracts for deed. Contracts for deed are also known as rent-to-own contracts. They offer a pathway to homeownership that avoids traditional lenders. But lawmakers say they can also be ripe for exploitation. The new law was passed in April. It gives buyers more rights, including at least 30 days to catch up on payments if they fall behind. Republican State Representative Nick Hoheisel requested the bill for introduction during the legislative session.
These transactions do have a purpose, but individuals that enter into these agreements do deserve some type of even basic protection.
The law also permits buyers or sellers to record the contracts at the County Register of Deeds to increase transparency. If for some reason you find yourself flying over Lawrence, you might look down and see a half-acre crop portrait of presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris. Sam Zeff tells us why.
World-renowned crop artist Stan Hurd from Lawrence says he started working on the Harris portrait about 2 weeks ago. He says he just had a feeling about what was going to happen.
I'm a political junkie, you know, so I follow this stuff moment by moment. It just seemed like the writing was on the wall.
The piece is near the Candace River in North Lawrence and made of native prairie, compost, and sand. Hurd says the landowner doesn't want to give an exact location because he's nervous about people showing up. The piece will be completed after Harris names a running mate. I'm Sam Zeff.
This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from
Sense Something About Your Heritage.
I'm smiling with recognition right now.
Right? Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Say you have a work colleague that has mispronounced your name for 5 years. Do you continue to correct them or do you just kind of smile and nod and go on with it? But we might think about this as a way that there's a signal that you don't belong. You don't even think that you're important enough to learn how to say your name.
Well, Professor Holman, thank you so much for talking with us.
Yeah, absolutely.
Muriel Holman is an associate professor at the University of Houston.
You're listening to All Things Considered on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. This month's KPR Community Spotlight shines on an organization called After the Harvest KC. What is it and what does it do? Well, KPR's Jay Schaefer found out.
Most people have heard of
harvest. Wanted to make sure we ingrained ourselves into the community. And so I started working in nonprofit because after traveling the world, you see a lot of people who are in need. And so coming back home, I wanted to make sure that I was able to use my network and my influence to help people in need.
That's Michael Watson, Executive Director of After the Harvest KC. You can learn more about his organization at aftertheharvestkc.org. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, also at 96.1 FM in Lawrence and many other frequencies around the state, always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Everyone can leave a gift to KPR through their will. It's an inspired way to support an organization that's enriched your life and that of others in your community. Learn more about leaving a legacy gift to KPR at kansaspublicradio.org.
Don't forget, stay tuned. Coming up at 7 o'clock, live broadcast of the President of the United States, Joe Biden, speaking from the Oval Office. You will hear that on both KPR 1 and KPR 2 stations. Just stay put. Lows in the upper 60s tonight and quite humid. It is 92 degrees in Lawrence at 10 minutes before 7.
From BritBox, dedicated to helping people discover British crime series, including new seasons of Silent Witness, Blue Lights, and The Responder, starring Martin Freeman. Streaming at BritBox.com/NPR. And from the John D. and Catherine T. MacArthur Foundation at MacFound.org.
Hi, I'm Joanna Kakissis in Kyiv, Ukraine. Wherever the story takes us, NPR does whatever it takes to get the story right. This is NPR.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Bit of a program change. President Joe Biden is speaking from the Oval Office. We are going to that coverage just seconds from now. This is Kansas Public Radio. It's 7 o'clock.
This is live special coverage from
River and Democracy. God bless you all. May God protect our troops. Thank you.
You're listening to live special coverage from NPR News.
That was President Joe Biden speaking from the Oval Office in Washington, D.C. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programs on KPR1 and KPR2. Have a good evening.